Welcome to the Butt Naked and DJ Grant Show. We're just not getting in. I just walked in the door. Give me 2 minutes. Let me get DJ on and play a little music for you for 1 second. Let me find something. I ain't been on the show in a while. Let me see y'all. Music and we're back. This is the Butt Naked and DJ Grant Show. Co-host, what's been going on?
Hey, man, I'm just waiting for the next big thing. That's all I'm waiting on.
The next big thing.
That's it. The next all big thing.
Tell us about the next big race.
I don't know about the next big race.
so you waiting on something to happen then, huh?
I mean, I think
some kind of raid coming up. I talked with Jay briefly. Yeah, they got a raid. It's all new.
I'm sure whoever having this raid is on the line. So push the one button. You can tell us about your event. And in the meantime, anybody want to tell us about anything they saw this weekend or I gotta tell you about this damn. I don't know who the hell it is. It was funny as hell to me, but they put me in the damn clip. They got some clip of Mike Hill cutting hair. Man, this shit funny as hell. At the end, it's about saying some Mike Hill got some kind of hair product or some shit out that you can get some at Carolina Dragway concession stand, somewhere else, and then you can come to DJ Grant House. You might have a couple of cases too.
Oh, yeah.
I said, man, these people is crazy, man. I don't know what the hell. It's all good.
Boy, y'all wild.
Hey, we all know who it is. Somebody sent me last night.
I got to check that out, see what y'all got going on. We got somebody with the hands up. Let me see what's going on here. 734-7294. Your mic is live. Who's speaking with tonight?
What's up, fellas? It's Corey.
Hey, Corey, doing all right, man?
Yeah, hanging in there. What's going on, DJ Grant?
I'm trying to make it, my brother. What you know good?
Ain't too much going on. Just trying to see what's going on in the race world, you know?
Well, it should. Now, I hear everybody and their mom had a race this weekend. I didn't sit there in the race car. I didn't even come out. I just got me some rest over these past couple of days. I ain't even thought about no racetrack. But
I didn't either, but I just got a tick mister, and I'm sorry. I forgot about Ronnie Brown race. September 20th.
I knew. Now, I was gonna
I didn't forget about it.
I,
just,
That is the next big thing. But what I was saying, I didn't want to overshadow nobody else because I know that one's like 2 weeks out.
And appreciate you calling for texting me, man. You know, when we're slipping, they want y'all there for to help us out a little bit. Appreciate you. You know who you are. Thank you.
I got a good idea who it was, too.
Man, I'm a plan on trying to make that race, though.
Huh? That race is going to be one you don't want to miss now, I'm telling you.
Oh yeah, I'll be there.
That's gonna be one of the ones gonna go down in the history books for this year now.
I went down and test 2 weeks ago and had some problems. Running Brown said, jump in the van, goddammit, they gonna get deep part. What part? They gonna get what you need. Shit, boy running throw him in that goddamn van. We zoom down the road, pick up what we need and we zoom right back. Hey, running really looked out for me, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool.
You ain't got a hook from your trailer and all that shit. Now, get in, let's go. I told you, he drove up from down there where he came in Florida all the way up there to see me test and help me out. You know,
man, that's good.
Hey, man, he didn't have to be there. He came just to help me. Sure did, 2 weeks ago. So with that being said, for all y'all that ain't playing it and ain't heard it, Randy Brown ain't going to be where the place to be. Believe that. September the 20th, we'll go down.
It's going down in a major, major way.
Better believe it. Yes, sir. I need to find out what's going on there. I need to go test them somewhere again. I ain't say last week.
Yeah, because they say a few of them think they're going to come sneak up on you, but Nick.
Hey, they might think they got them sneaky, but goddamn it. I said, hi, look low, motherfucker. You think you're coming up on the hill and get me? Believe that shit.
Yeah, open up another mic, shoot. I got to go on mute for about 2 minutes.
All right. Corey, how everything been going, man?
Man, everything been good, you know.
What the weather like up there?
Our weather nice, though. We had a little rain Saturday, though, but, you know, it's nice.
Man, it's off the chain down here. That heat, boy, that heat ain't playing. It's 100 degrees down here.
Oh, heck no.
It was 103 in my shop today.
Wow.
And, it's hot. And then yesterday it was 108 in the shop. And, man, I tell you, it's unreal. But let me catch the other caller, Corey. Hold on 1 second.
All right, 205. Cool,
205-810. Your mic is live. Who's speaking with?
What's going on, bud, Nick?
Hey, what's going on? Who we got here?
It's Sleepy, man. What's up, Corey?
What's happening,
Sleepy?
Just listening and showing support. That's all I got to do.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We appreciate you calling, man. You got any updates on what went on with the race this weekend?
Nah, I'm waiting on that race that Ronnie Brown having, man. I'm going to make that one. They got a good one going on in Arkansas, but I'm not going to be able to make that one. I'm going to go to the Ronnie Brown race. I'm going to sit back and wait on that race.
Listen, man. Listen, I'm telling you, ain't nobody going to be disappointed about that. I'm telling you, that's going to be a hell of a race. I'm telling you, it's shaped up to be, it's going to be a mini Duck race, I'm telling you now. You know, Duck got his race the following weekend, but I guarantee you it's going to look damn near like a Duck race when you come up in there. Because when they come from all corners.
I'm glad you mentioned the word Duck. For them motherfuckers think I'm a Duck sitting out here and they come to get me. Got another goddamn thing coming. I won't shoot up all my bullets before I come out the woods. I say two or three. You never know what you're running to coming out of them goddamn woods. Believe that shit. I'm a real country boy. With that being said, let me get the other mic, y'all. Hey, we got one more hand up. 773-7115. Your mic is live.
What's up, Butt Naked? DJ Grant.
What's up, kid?
Nothing much, man. Just chilling, man. Went down to Indianapolis and down there for the weekend, but I'm back now.
I knew you wasn't going to miss that NHRA.
Huh?
I said, I knew you wasn't
going to
miss that NHRA.
Oh, you know I wasn't that close to home. I had to get there, man, if I had to walk.
I heard that, kid.
Yeah, but I was just calling in, man, to see how everybody was doing, butt naked. Is you got an office or something now or what?
Shit, I ain't never not had no office. I ain't had no truck. I got a truck now, goddammit.
Oh,
I got my red bitch looking good. I just got to put some high heels on that hoe. That's all I got to do, too.
I hear you.
She's stepping,
boy.
She got
me,
them goddamn hips look good on her ass in the back, too.
I hear you. What about you, DJ? You got an oil pressure yet?
No oil pressure yet, but getting close to firing off, I guess.
You're still working on it, huh?
Yeah, still working on it. They had one other car they had to get out to get finished, and they were just kind of fine tuning. They just kind of pushed me back a week or so, but this was being hard at it on me this week. So,
you will be spending a few months not too soon, huh?
It ain't gonna be too long, brother. I can assure you that. That's the only thing I can assure you. It won't be too long.
Let me read the text for y'all. Somebody just text me. They said, "Is it true? The Motor City is coming to take over. They got the Young Money coming to take over with Ronnie Brown Ray, Brian Davis, Gold Digger, SVO, Kanye, Mighty Mouse, Jimbo. Those are some of the known guys from up there coming down."
Let me tell you something. I done said it before. This race is going to be stupid. Anybody that missed this race is going to be mad they missed this race. I'm telling you. If you ain't listen to me, but I'm saying if you ain't listen to nobody else before, them names alone, he just named coming out the north. I'm telling everybody from the south is going to be there. Everybody that's anybody going to be in the house. I promise you that now. That race there is going to be a who's who and who ain't who or whoever who is going to be in the house. I promise you.
Where is that race at? Valdosta? Okay.
Perfect surface, perfect facility, plenty of parking, plenty of spectators. I mean, it can hold anything we can throw at it. So,
And it's working. I went down there 2 weeks ago on a Friday night. The first test tune I had in a long time down there. Man, that motherfucker went out through that boy. Woohoo! I was like, God damn! I thought we were gonna
But nigga, don't scare nobody.
Y'all can do my holes down here. We neck them motherfuckers and throw salt on them.
You talking about them 9-1 bad boys, man?
Ain't nothing bad about them motherfuckers over there. Not nothing. Man, one or even a goddamn gangster. You know that goddamn song? I hate to say that word, but I got to say it one time. I ain't going to say that word. Ends don't bleed that song. Gangsters don't live that long. What will we do to that motherfucker? You know they know my partner wrecked their car down here and tore their car out. But goddamn, he working. He trying to get another one ready now.
No.
You better be careful. Whit might be listening now.
Hey, he told it out. You know him. He barrel rolled and every damn thing. But hey, it's all good. They working.
I hear you.
I ain't say working. They working.
Mm-hmm. All right then, bud nigga. You know I'm up some more mics, man. I'm going to mute.
All right, I got two more on here. 706, 4218, your mic is live. Who's speaking with tonight?
What's up with you, bud nigga? DJ Grant.
What's going on?
How y'all fellas doing? That's the fan.
Yeah, man. What's up with you, fellas? I just checking in. It's going to be a hell of a race, man. But Nick,
DJ,
we riding the Ford or what?
Huh?
We riding that damn Ford this time? We going to take a different vehicle, man.
He's going in the RV, I think.
Okay,
I'm gonna sleep on top of that motherfucker. I'm gonna get on the very top. You tell me that, brother. We gonna be riding out, man. Ride or die.
Yeah, you know I got you in that room. I hear you. I'll just holler at y'all.
No, you don't. I went in that goddamn RV when I went down there a couple weeks ago. They saw me done got down. cut a hole in the wall with a jigsaw and got a strip of pole with some light flashing in that motherfucker. Like, what the hell you
did,
boy?
I'll just
got a pretty room, just no more room in the bedroom.
That's all right, then. I think the safest seat is the driver's seat, then. I might drive. I got my CDL. So I might do the driving then, but, nigga, I'd rather drive.
Hey, fan, what's the name of that show, fan? What's the name of that show, goddamn, it came out a long time ago? About the damn airplane with Snoop Dogg in, with a black ally. What the hell name that show was?
Soul Plane.
Goddamn, he got a soul, yeah. goddamn tour bus, goddamn. I'm telling you, somebody got a skip time. Like in the disco, back in the disco days, somebody got a ball spinning around the mirrors on it and all that shit. What the hell? Beads hanging everywhere. He said, where you get this shit from? He been to the flea market. He been to the Rhymex sale, goddamn.
Uh-oh.
That boy got shit everywhere now.
It was a long time ago, DJ.
I don't know what people are talking about.
Yeah. But it's going to be a nice show. I hope to see you down there, man. You know, we're going to try to make
it. Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be there, but Nate. I'll be there, man. I'll be there with bells on, man. Ronnie Brown, a good guy, man. I like what he doing for the game. And
I
talked to him on the phone a couple of times, man. Like you said, that guy seemed like you can't beat him, man.
He's one of the easiest promoters to support.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Basically, he's just a genuinely good dude. I mean, he really tried to he worked hard to try to put on a good show for the fans. And, can't nobody knock the facility that he brings to. I mean, that's probably one of the best facilities in the country.
Well, we enjoyed it, man. We enjoyed it. Last time we went, man, it was everybody, people out there telling us it was. Man, I mean, it was just off the chain, man. You met from everybody there. And you just named folks. They were there, man, supporting them. And like I say, he do good races for good causes, man. I like the way he takes care of the little guys as well as the big guys. So, man, hey, that was all good with me, man. We had a good time. And I won't miss it.
No, I hope I don't miss it either. The law is family. We coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, but Nate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What y'all got with y'all codes, Mark? Mark, no codes with y'all no more?
So what now?
Y'all got rid of my bad boy, Mark?
No, I ain't talking to Mark. I ain't been on the show myself for about 2 weeks myself. I had a lot going on. I got some family members that are real sick. You know, I've been dealing with them and everything. And actually, I told DJ I was going to make the show short and sweet tonight because I got to go over there with them tonight. You know?
I understand,
so,
man. You got to take care of your personal business. I understand, man.
Yeah, so I ain't had time to really talk with them cats, really. Sure ain't.
Okay.
I ain't talking to nobody, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they can be praying for you, man.
All right. Appreciate you, man. We sure need it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Let me kill these next two mics, fellas. 601-5133. Your mic is live. Who's speaking with tonight?
What's up, but nigga? This is Mississippi Joe, bro.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, champ?
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
What's up,
Sleeping?
Sleeping,
yeah. Nigga, fan, kid, and everybody. What's happening, fellas? What'd it be like?
Joe, I know you traveled somewhere this weekend, Joe. Where you went this weekend?
I went to Virginia, man. I went to both shows. I went to William Brown in Virginia. Right on the outskirts of Petersburg, I guess that's where we're, Petersburg, Virginia.
Yep.
Went there, had a ball. Next day went to Maryland, Virginia, Buzz Creek, Larry T's show. It was nice, man. They treated us like royalty. Man, it'll spoil you, man. That's all I can say, fellas. It was super nice.
Yeah.
If you not traveling or going nowhere, I can understand if you can't afford it. You'd be like me sometime, but if you get in the position to go, I would advise everybody to travel and go places.
It's
you'd
fun,
be
man. What you're saying, Joe, is absolutely right. When you travel, you get out. I mean, it just puts you in a you know, what we do is a hobby for one. So it's something we do on our leisure, stuff we enjoy. So every time we go away to a track, it's like we're on a little mini vacation anyway.
Yeah, it relaxes your mind, man.
Yeah.
It amazes me. Me and my brother were talking about how, you know, that car was just so loved because we way up there and people pull it on you and stop you. Man, when the car coming back, man, and this and this. And it's just, you know, when you know that you feel, you know, when you know that you feel wanted or loved or
missed,
however you want to
put
it, it's really a good feeling. It really is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It really is. And I just thank the Lord, you know, and, man, we had a good time, but I got some breaking news for everybody. As I was in Petersburg, Virginia at William Brown Show, I was just walking around being quiet and just, you know, listening and checking things out. I'm in unknown territory, so, you know, I'm just being cool, you know. So Tony Rice get up there, and next thing you know, I see a big crowd. So I go over there, and when I go over there, I heard Tony Wright popping off, you know, talking junk. Next thing I know, Nephew told me we're ready for him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Nephew told him that he was ready for him. And y'all know I wouldn't come on live air and lie on nobody. And do you know what he said? That's Tony Wright. Tony Wright said, well, I'll go ahead and kill you Thursday night. And Nephew said he had something to do, so, y'all, I don't know where it's going to happen at, but I'm telling y'all.
I can't think of a better place than on the 20th in South Georgia.
Man, listen, I don't care if they don't race on the 20th. It's going to be so much shit going out on the 20th.
It's on the list.
Y'all just gonna excuse me if I'm looking crazy like I'm on crystal meth around there. That's all I can say. I don't like racing. I love racing. So if I can do anything to get a race jumped off, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm gonna try to do it.
Great.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If I got the whisper and Tony Wright here and tell him, don't nobody talk to you like that, Tony Wright, to get in the race, then that's what I'm going to do. If I got to tell Nephew, you the man. You just come in this and you run and stuff. But you the man. If I got to do that, tell him to get a race, hey, that's what I'm going to do, man, because I love racing. I don't mean no harm. It's just that I'm a junkie for it. But I just wanted to tell y'all that everybody look like they trying to go. And it don't look like we're going to make it. I also want to say that because I know that's on a lot of people's mind. All I can say, y'all, it's so close. It's closer than close. And I'm just going to leave it like that. I don't want to keep saying this, but it's closer than close, y'all. That's all I can say.
Run your program.
I'm so ready to race. I don't know what to do.
Joe,
that's your program.
To you and DJ and everybody else out there, that goddamn shit ain't easy. It ain't fast. It ain't cheap. I'm telling y'all, bring y'all program the way y'all see best and the way it fits for y'all to run it. You know what I'm saying? Come when you got them coming. Long you got them coming. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, but nigga, I mean, that's the best way. That's when you got a goal that you're trying to achieve. You can't rush and do nothing.
Especially on the level that we're doing it. I mean, we do it on a different level than a lot of people. There's only a selected few people on the level that a lot of us is on doing this shit. We ain't down now where we got them got, what that shit is, 6 AL and 7 AL boxes and all this other bullshit. I mean, we got the best of the best, and so it take time to get this shit and get it right.
And the other thing is, if you want to come to it, if you ain't been able to get your car on a real good surface, there's definitely be a good time to get yourself dialed in on a damn good surface. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I just want to tell y'all, and DJ Stunner and Fan, I applaud y'all, because to know Ronnie Brown, is basically knowing a good guy. No,
yeah.
I'm going to take that line back. To know Ronnie Brown is knowing a great guy.
Yeah.
And this
man, that's a wonderful man.
If he can help you, he's going to help you. It ain't no question about it. He's going to help you. So, everybody, let's get together and let's go down there and see a good show that I believe is going to be voted. If not the best show of the year, run up. Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, definitely one of the best shows of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed, yeah, for sure.
I can tell y'all probably about 7 lock-ins right now, but I'm not going to do that. I don't want to take over the show because it'll take a long time. But I'm sure y'all know a lot of them. They steady locking up. I mean, it's just going to be so much action. It's going to be unreal. But, nigga, from what I hear, you're going to run at least 2 times that day. Now, is that a lie or is that true?
That's true. The law willing. I talked to one guy, and I told him, man, I don't need this and did that. But I need to goddamn ring you down. Now. What you want to do? I tell him, shit, I ain't got no money locked in right now. I just did it and did that. And he said, well, go ahead. We on the same friend the same damn time. We can dance. Is your word a bond? I said, good. We can do that.
Okay. It's going to be on, man. That's all I can say. I'm not really sure. I don't want to lie, but
they ain't no chump. There's some baths I'm talking about, right?
Well, why don't you give us a little bit who it is? I'm sure the garage world would like to know.
Well, hell, for one, I'm going to really buy a day. Come on down now. For two, I'm going to run Big Low. For three, if I feel good, I'm going to get Tony Wright again if he come down now.
Oh, and
the motherfucker shit between two shoes with 28s on. Goddamn it, he's going down.
Well, Tony Wright will be there. He told me when we was in Virginia, he was coming there to kill. Now, I don't know what he's going to do, y'all, because, Starling, you got your way of Tony Wright has not particularly showed you anything. Now, he on your doubt list, so I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk too much because you might mute my mic, so I'm just going to say Tony Wright going to be there.
Tony Wright. I thought I watched the video. Looked like Tony Wright whooped somebody's ass this weekend.
Yeah, he did. Matter of fact, y'all, he won the shootout. I think he splitted it with another guy, but he still won. He won the shootout.
So he was up there making the trip.
Well, he made the first round. He made it good enough to where he won. So he won. Now, that second pass looked it better, but Tony let it be known. He put that new box in his car. He tried to figure it out. But he said when he come to Valdosta, it ain't no secret who his tune is. That's what he told me, so it ain't no secret. Lil Rick is tuning Tony Wright's car now.
Who?
Lil Rick.
Get the hell out of
here.
Somebody
on speakerphone.
It ain't me.
Yeah. I'm on speakerphone.
You're on speakerphone.
Got
to take that shit off, man. Nah, it ain't me.
Oh, shit. So since Whip, Lil Rick jumped ship.
Well, you know, y'all, we got a lot of friends going on. We got a lot of friends. This friend junk going on in the good world now, man. I don't understand, you know. I guess Lil Rick and Tony Wright won't be running one another now. Not that I'm saying anything about it. I mean, bashing him or nothing. I'm just simply telling you what he told me, that Lil Rick is his tuner, so I guess you won't see Lil Rick running Tony Wright, so I don't know.
Somebody see the phone on speakerphone. Hold on 1 second. Will you please take your phone off speakerphone, whoever got it like that? Now I'm asking everybody, mic. Come on, homie. Do right.
Somebody got some damn, I don't know what you call them, headphones. Whatever.
Sound like one of them goddamn Caterpillars took that damn CD Echo. Let me open up 2 more mic right quick. 708-0313. I'm finna mute them mic, all of them.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
We good.
Good.
Hey, I was wondering, man. I put a picture on the news on a milk cart, and I lost my pigeon out the cage. And I was wondering, did y'all see it? I could spell it. I don't want to say his name because, you know, but I will try to spell it for you. It's B-I-Z. Did anybody see it? Because he's flying by, pulling that out and catching for me. I'm trying to get him back in my cage, sir. I'm giving out rewards for finding my pigeon.
All righty then. We'll see what we can do.
All right. I appreciate it, guys.
I'm gonna do the pigeon call tomorrow. My house.
Then he gonna hit the one button. Do that again. Do that again.
Let me do it.
Hey, you button in
there?
You
got
a strong echo. Button in, you should have a strong echo, man.
Yeah, I see him. I'm going to mute the mic. Oh, I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to do it. Let me see him. Let me mute them all right quick till we can find it. Did they get it?
Ain't nobody saying that.
I know who exactly who I'm going to do back up right here. All right, we ain't got it no more, dude. That sleeping phone. That's who it was. That was sleeping phone. Sleeping! You've been warned.
Sleepy fell asleep.
Yeah, sleepy fell asleep. But, nigga, that Prescott race seems like it's going to be a good one, y'all. Diane ain't going to lock up everybody. We're going to go down to that one Saturday. Prescott, Arkansas. And see that one. You know, I think
I hope Donnie go over there and be victorious and everything be good. And then he don't need to do nothing else to the 20. He needs to save it to the 20.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to
speak about that.
Then when you speak, I'm sleeping.
No, I'm not on speaker. I was on mute.
Oh, okay. That thing when I hit your mic, it went out. They're doing
mute.
It again.
Okay, let's go
bit.
Back on mute.
It sure is. Now talk, but nigga, let me see if he's gonna do it now.
Yeah, he's still doing it.
Yep.
And that's your mic, please.
I'm on mute.
All right. I think they got it. No, I hear it didn't. That's you, sleep. Let me mute it one more time and see. Come on. Now. Yeah, that's your mic, Sleepy. That's you, homie. Something going on with that phone.
Either somebody listening.
No, he's right. It's sleeping mic, you know, it's sleeping mic. Because it's not doing it now, Stunner.
No.
Is it doing it now, nigga?
I won't sleep it back up, and it ain't doing it.
It's doing it.
Yeah, let me on sleep, close sleep back. Sleepy, that's you.
Yo. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Let me get this one other mic. 706-9270. Your mic is live. Who's speaking with? Lil Junior. 706-9270. Lil Junior.
Hey, I'm just listening.
Well, unpress the one button then, sir.
All right, then.
All right. Take care. Appreciate you calling in and listening.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all who look good.
Who?
Just in case. Goldie look good, man. I can't take nothing from
him. Hold on. Wait a second again. Hold on. You said who look good?
Goldie with the G-body. Goldie. The
Georgia
boy. Good. Goldie.
Gavin look good. And then Goldie say he going to slap the hell out of you when he seen you too.
Yeah, he did, man.
That what he saw? I heard that. I was their witness because they put me right in the middle. Him and Candy Crush said they're going to knock fire to your head, Joe, when you come out. That what they said now.
Yeah, and, man, you know what, man? Those are some great guys.
They're some good guys, yeah. They're trying to go.
I told them that. I told Phil and the crew that maybe we will try to get Phil to drive the car so we won't have to face them. If we get rid of the driver car, Stunner, we won't have to race him. You know what I mean?
See who?
The driver.
Okay.
I mean, man, you know, I don't know y'all what it's coming to because everybody seems like they're trying to be friends, but they're your fans, Stunner. And I just don't know what the world coming to.
Hold on. I'm finna break all that shit up. But listen to me, and listen to me good. Everybody celebrates it. We friends on this phone. We friends. We out here in the stages. We out here talking by each other cars. But when you get in that water box or when you get in the staging lane, it's every mother effer for itself. Ain't nothing wrong with being buddy, man. But so don't water now. Don't, you know, people want to see somebody else get cut.
We all like that, you know. That's part of the game.
I
forgot my partner. I'm gonna run them. Me and them now one bar, but you know, I ain't got no love for bars and wit. But hey,
I forgot about them.
If they down on the plane, get me out too.
But listen to this, buddy. Yeah, y'all buddies, but you know they want to whoop your ass, just like you want to whoop their ass. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah.
Bottom line is, there's nobody want to lose.
Nobody want to lose.
But see, what Joe saying, people get, you know, we don't want people to get too friendly where they don't want to race each other.
There you go, Stunner. You on your game, Stunner.
Well, there's a lot of them out there like that, but a lot of them ain't like that.
Like
some of them come out like that.
Like God by night, DJ Grant, you a bad bitch, boy.
No, man, no. I just call it like I see it. I ain't no different than nobody else.
So you have to see DJ and Butt Naked going as in Mississippi Joe. Them two fellas, you wouldn't think they even like each other the way they be arguing at each other talking about racing.
And
they got their
time
to play. They
want
to get it on.
But, man, what you think we're going to do about all this buddy-buddy just to keep,
hey,
you know?
Somebody's going to start slapping them when they say they're friends.
I'm going to slap them in the mouth. I'm going to say this. Some people may not like when I say this, but damn, it is what it is. Sometimes, when shit get like that, the best thing in the world is a good ass shootout.
I agree with that. I've never said shootouts were bad for the game.
But when shit get like what you're saying, then it makes two of us be forced to have to go against each other. You see what I'm saying? It pretty much forces them, even though they might be buddy-buddy, they're both trying to win.
We got one guy don't play the one button. Lord Hammers, don't come out. I got a headache tonight. We're already in the show. Don't start. Just don't start. That's all I ask. Please come on here. We respect you. We know who you are. We know what you are. We know what you will and won't do. And you're a real racer. Don't start, please. I ain't talked to your ass in 2 weeks. But don't start that shit tonight. Your mic in line. Go ahead.
Fuck you. I got to ask. I'm going to answer one question you motherfuckers don't know about. Because you motherfuckers ain't racing. I answer the question Joe wanted to know about this buddy-buddy shit. When Joe, once you start back racing, you'll realize the buddy-buddy shit ain't going to work. The reason why it ain't going to work, because one motherfucker ain't going to want the other motherfucker to be faster than him. And once he realizes this motherfucker don't want me to be faster than him, the motherfucker that's tuning on this motherfucker car, then he going to want to go to his ass. So it ain't going to work. That shit only worked for so long. That's why I got a motherfucker that been with me from day one, started tuning on my shit. He got other customers, but I ain't got to worry about him being buddy-buddy and this and that and all that shit. Fuck that shit. I'm going to stay with him. We're going to go to a motherfucker's ass. Because once this motherfucker who car you tuning on, he got a car too. Once you really, he ain't going to want you to go faster than him. I can tell you that right now. He's going to want to win all the races and all that shit. And once you realize that, you're going to say, well, goddamn, this motherfucker, goddamn it, some shit going on. And then you're going to get mad and you're going to go to his ass and find you another tuning and all that shit.
Mr.
So
Grudge,
that shit ain't going to last
long.
I'm sorry I hadn't spoken and gave you your proper due. But how you doing, Mr. Grudge Racer?
You see what happened to Little Rick and Real Tree. How you doing, Joe? Little Rick,
I'm going
to tell you.
What's, Real Tree, what's going on, Whit?
Tell him, Whit. Hold on, tell him, Whit.
Yeah,
what's going on, Whit?
Little Tree wanted to win all the races. You see what I'm saying? He act like he faster than Little Rick and this and that and all that. And that shit didn't work out, man. Little Rick said, fuck that shit. I got a motherfucker going fast. I might well just get him. You know, tune my own shit and run my own shit. Now, Little Rick being smart, man.
Hey, can I tell y'all some breaking news on here? I'm going to tell y'all some more breaking news.
You don't know nothing about no goddamn breaking news.
Not only did Nephew tell me that Bobby Carr was ready and he drawed on Tony Wright, but Little Rick supposed to be in Valdosta with his new car.
That ain't no goddamn breaking news. All of us already know that. That ain't no damn breaking news. You don't know no breaking news. You don't know shit.
I'm just trying to get people, you know, the news, bro. Why you just being so hard on me?
Don't
be hard on me all
the
time. Let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something,
bro. You're going to come to an end, and I ain't being nice to no motherfucker. I ain't got no motherfucking friends. Fuck
you.
About you on November the 1st. Not you.
It don't matter what you feel or how you feel. This is what simply just what I'm going to do with. That's all.
Man, you ain't going to do shit.
Or
run your goddamn mouth.
What I'm gonna do. Now, I know my
you ain't going to do shit.
Thanks.
Nigga.
Yeah.
You
ain't I don't like it, your buddy, and you ain't going to let Mike down. You will be at this show November 1st because you have missed all the rest of so I know you will be there.
If that what you think, if that what you
I know
think,
you will
that's because you ain't racing, Joe. Joe,
I
when you ain't
matter.
Racing, you
I don't
know
matter.
Everything
I
going on.
I know you will be there.
That's just, one thing about this racing, let me explain something to y'all. Now, Joe, you keep cutting me out, but you really don't know what's really
what
going on.
Let
me explain
me
something to you.
You ain't let me talk. Where, well,
let
me finish.
I let you talk for a whole hour before I came on, but I let him talk.
You want me to treat you like
but
a fucking
I let that man talk 30 minutes.
Hold on. Let's have some order. Joe, be quiet for a minute. Let Wick talk, and then after that, Wick can be quiet, and you can talk, so we can hear everybody clear.
I'm going to be through when I get through talk. I let this motherfucker talk long enough. Let me explain something to you, Butt Naked, and Joe. It's an underground with this shit. It's a thing. Y'all don't know about this Illuminati with this racing shit, man. The ones who racing, we got some shit that we didn't talk about that y'all don't know and y'all won't know. You need to shut the fuck up for these folk, goddammit. When they catch you at the track with your car, they talking about taking your car, Joe. I told them don't do it. So shut the fuck up, Joe, for you. Yeah, I'm trying to help you, Joe. They're going to take your car if you show up at the track with your car, man. They talking about taking your car, man. I'm trying to help you, Joe. You don't know what's going on, man. You don't know what's going on, man. You really don't know what's going on. You need to shut the fuck up and mind your own fucking business. Because you all and everybody else motherfucking
thing,
business.
I ain't going to do
it. Hold on.
I'm telling you.
Let him
you don't want to say a motherfucking thing
you
about
flow.
His show. That he don't want you to fuck his show up with your line and shit. See? Mike, he don't want you to say a motherfucking thing about his show. I know this. You tell me I ain't been at his race.
What
I know that.
I don't give a fuck
I'm telling you, if you don't want these folks to knock on your door and pay you a visit, these grudge gangsters, you need to shut the fuck up, Joe.
Man,
they
I ain't
looking
never
to get
man,
you,
man. These motherfuckers showed up always by myself. Fuck you and them.
All right,
hold on.
They said
the
last time
ahead,
you had on flip-flop.
Hold on, the motherfucking world.
Hold
and I got that show can't hide, so I ain't worried about nothing. Whatever's going to happen.
Now, let me finish, DJ Grant. I promise. I'm going to be through after this.
Okay.
I promise I'm going to be through after this, DJ Grant.
All right,
DJ Grant, now this is the under God truth, DJ Grant. It's the under God truth.
Hold on. When Rick gets finished, and Wick buddy, we're going to mute your mic. We don't do no mute. So soon we get done, I'm gonna let you got the floor all the way. Everybody going to be quiet, Joe.
It's on everything I love, man. When we broke the ring up in Milan, Michigan, man, it's on everything I love. You might think I'm lying. I told you some Illuminati shit going on. The Illuminati came to me and said, look, we'll go over here and cut your ass in half, and we'll use that motherfucker for a 9-inch up under your car if you want us to, man. I said, don't do it, man. Let the man live, man. Let him live. They was talking about cutting Joe Biden in half, man, and taking the top of his body. His head was going to be the motherfucking center section, and his arm was going to be the goddamn axle. Now, I'm telling you, Joe, you need to stay and stand down, Joe, because these folk is going to fuck you up if you keep showing up at these shows talking and laughing and giggling like you a motherfucking bodybuilder or some motherfucker. They're going to use you for a 9-inch now, I'm telling you.
Well, let them do it, man.
They're going to use you. What size gear you got in your head?
Let them do it, man.
You got a 360 gear in your motherfucking head.
Let them do it, man.
Cocaine is a
hell
of a drug.
If a motherfucker feel like he want to go to jail and lose his life fucking with me, well, let him do it.
Hey, you are a spare 9 inch, Joe. You is a spare 9 inch at the track. If you fuck around and somebody break that rear end, they're going to cut your motherfucking ass in half. And you're going to be a motherfucking 9 inch now. I'm telling
man,
you.
Man, get your
fucking
ass
down, boy.
We ain't talking all that further shit. I'm simply telling the truth. You ain't been your ass back to the house hook since you took all them goddamn ass whoopings last year. And you ain't going back. You doing just like them motherfuckers do.
Well, I won't
do
this here, Joe.
You ain't staying with no one but radio time work. You really, you playing
hey,
fucking nuts.
Hey, Joe, I put $3,000 up against your 9-inch body. I put $3,000 up against your racecraft 9-inch top of your body that I done been in the house of hook this year and then got an ass whooping now. So do you want to bet that?
Wait, I don't give a fuck. I'm just fucking with you. Be truthful, man. I really don't give a lovely fuck.
I'm just fucking
just
with you.
I just know you don't go
do you,
like
you
used to. Man, when I get
you ain't no
game.
Fab 9. You a regular 4-9-inch. You ain't no fab. You a cheap motherfucking 9-inch.
Well, I'm going to tell you what you is. You're a motherfucking play toy. Now, Mrs. Mike started so I can talk.
Hold on.
Give him the flow. He got the flow. Go ahead, Joe.
Get live action on the phone. Since he said something
about
live
about
action, get them
Jabroni
on the phone.
This goddamn Jabroni don't weigh nothing but a goddamn 100 pounds, and he want to talk all this tough shit. So you know the motherfucker got a goddamn entourage with it. He ain't shit for mouth. Man, don't nobody want to be hearing all that old bullshit about fighting and killing. Because the motherfucker going to do what they going to do, man. We racing. Or we come to see racing. Or we want to spectator racing. All that personal shit. If you got to do all that then to race, then you still as a motherfucker, man. You got life fucked up.
No, Joe, you don't. That's what I'm trying to
say. No,
you
got
Joe.
Life fucked
you
up.
You ain't racing.
Let her talk.
DJ Grant, people been killing people. People been doing
it.
Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, who are with? The president?
What's up?
Is they going to stop killing because he say so?
We ain't talking about no goddamn killing, man. Let's cut this shit. We talking about some goddamn racist.
Joe, hold on.
Joe, what you plan to do to Whit when y'all come out?
Man, listen.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to cut his motherfucking head off.
Where
y'all three
is? I'm going to run and hide and stay in the bushes till I catch that motherfucker where I want to catch him, and I'm going to make him leave. That's what's
man,
going
on. Joe ain't talking about shit. Joe ain't gonna do shit, man.
Now, Stunner,
we're running
like,
high, man.
Do not let me talk, Stunner. Is you a fucking broad or a man?
Hey, man, hold on now, goddamn. Hold on now.
Oh, Joe, man, you need to straighten that up, Stunner. We've been having fun all year on these shows, and he want to come on and tell you how to run your show. Come on, son, don't go for that.
Let him talk. He was quiet when you were talking. Let him talk. Go ahead, Joe, man. Hold on. I'm going to check your motherfucking ass after this show. But go ahead and talk, goddamn.
No, motherfucker, what you going to be? The grudge what I want to know is you going to be a voice recorder or what? Because you keep saying that
30,000
times. Hold on,
wait.
Let him talk.
Hold on, Joe. Hold on now, goddamn. Listen to what I'm saying now. I'm not controlling no board. I can't mute no motherfucking mic. I told the man to be quiet just like I told Joe has to be quiet. You were jumping in at the same time,
well,
too.
Listen,
I can't stop, man. What are y'all going to say?
I'm quiet, son.
What do y'all want to be in on the conversation? Get off this motherfucker. I don't care.
I'm quiet, son. I'm quiet.
I don't give a fuck, neither.
May I help you, sir?
Because I
ain't
had
that ass.
$250.
$250. I'm wasting my time talking to Joe anyway.
How real
do
I get with that?
About 5.
5?
You ain't spending that towel,
bro. So I guess that's about
50
cents a rip, huh?
Everybody ain't got 4 or 5 like you, man.
Let me get one.
Well, that's your business. That's your business. That means you ought to be able to hurry up and raise it. You ain't got but one. You ought to be able to hurry up and get there. You ain't got but one, motherfucker.
We can't do like you do, Big Red.
But you need to get off this phone and goddamn stick your fang up your ass and goddamn sit tight till you can.
And you need to get shit where I'm
Get BET on this song, man. I got to scrape this shit up, man. This shit here. Get BET on the phone, man.
Motherfucker, you can't out-talk me. When you ain't got no motherfucker on here to help you win, you dead shit.
Hey, man. I'm talking to a motherfucker.
You can't never hold it down by yourself. You can tell you always been the type of motherfucker need help.
I know. You look like that motherfucking dummy that's in that Volvo commercial.
Yeah.
You goddamn crash dummy looking motherfucker, you.
Well, where you the baddest motherfucker I ever saw? Yeah, send me your phone number when we get out the phone, bitch.
You said what? What did he say?
I'm about to say
it.
No.
Hey,
man, I'm
God damn.
Hey, boy, nigga. Hey, boy, nigga.
Hey, boy, nigga. Hey, boy, nigga.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudgic has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers.
Man,
find out
about
all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudgic takes on the social network. So, register and lock in. Grudgic,
Grudgic. How could you say something like that? You know Grudgic is not against us.
Well, Gunny Pick ain't with y'all. How in the hell y'all still got him talking on this motherfucker? He cocks off. He turned him off, cocks off. What the fuck ever fuck the name of that damn thing?
706-6242, you Mike and Lyon. Who was speaking with tonight?
Oh, shit.
Man, y'all come on, man. Y'all done took a humble man and turned him into a killer, man. Y'all chill out, man.
Joe,
most humble man, he the most humble man in the world.
Man,
man.
Joe ain't
the
no
humble man.
Break. Let me explain
man,
something to you.
Y'all
turned
him into a killer, man.
Watch this here, though, fan. Check this out, fan. Who just came on? I promise you this, him. Joe wouldn't fuck with a picture of me on his whole dresser. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Man, that's all.
Boy, you crazy,
man. Come on, DJ and Brett.
Man,
we all calling this shit time,
me.
Man.
On his whole dresser.
To hear about some
he
of these races that happened.
On his whole dresser, he wouldn't fuck with it.
Man, y'all wild of here.
Man, he's real humble, though.
I came on, Marv told me to come on his motherfucker and take over his show. That's what I did.
He's a real humble man, though, man. He's a real humble man. Y'all took a humble man tonight and turned him into a killer. That's crazy.
Man, that motherfucker ain't humble. I'm sure
that.
Who is
this stupid motherfucker on the phone coming out there and turn me into a killer?
See what I'm talking about?
I'm still a humble man. Where the fuck this is? I'm not a
he
killer.
He talking
myself.
Bad to you.
I'm a loving person, loving human being.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Well, love this right here, Joe. I want you to love this right here. When I catch your motherfucking wide body ass at one of these motherfucking tracks, I'm going to run over you, baby. I'm going to run over you. You remember
hey,
that,
man.
Remember me telling you that?
Hey, man, all that shit, you know, is good for laugh and show and for entertainment and for lying and just get the people thinking you're really more than something that you fucking not. So all I can tell you, Wick, is just keep being you, man. Keep entertaining.
The proof is in the pudding, motherfucker. The proof is in the pudding. You the only motherfucker that's shown being something that you ain't. You said you're a grudge racer. You ain't ran no motherfucker. So I know, fuck you. You the motherfucker being something that you ain't. Proof in the
Wick,
motherfucking
you
pudding.
You tell me, man. Wick, I just want to ask you a question with all due respect.
Mm-hmm.
As a man,
right.
As a grudge racer. Please
right.
Quit using those harsh words. You are really intimidating and scared me. Please.
Man, I'm not trying to scare you, motherfucker.
I'm not talking like that to you,
you sir, ain't got nothing.
And I wish you wouldn't talk like that to me because I have to go to sleep tonight, and I want to be able to go to sleep.
Joe ain't been saying nothing about running nobody over real, though. He ain't really been saying nothing about running
he
nobody.
He been in everybody's business. He ain't got to be talking about running no motherfucker. Get out these folks' business.
Y'all do on these motherfuckers and being everybody's business,
bitch. He's everybody's business.
You the dumbest motherfucking grudge racer we ever had in life. You the dumbest motherfucking grudge racer we ever had in life.
I'm gonna tell you, motherfucker.
Up. Yes, ever been, motherfucker. I thought what you call it dumb. You take the goddamn cake with.
I know I'm dumb. Stand up here, sitting up and talk to a
motherfucker
who ain't been in a towel. I got to be dumb. You right? Now you right about that. You just said some real shit. Cause anytime a motherfucker ain't spending no towel, I don't need to be talking to him no motherfucker way. Cause I can't get no money out of his ass.
Well,
the one way
why don't you just shut up and don't talk to me because you can't get no money out of me.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question.
You
got a raised crab rear end.
I'm mentioning my name. If I ain't nothing, don't mention my name. Don't mention me.
I will mention your motherfucking name if I want you.
Well,
if you got a raised crab rear end, or you got one of your motherfucking
I don't do that. I don't care. If you want to do that, go ahead.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you real why I'm fucking with you. Nah, I'm gonna tell you why I'm fucking with you. I'm gonna tell you why I'm fucking with you. Cause when I be working on my cars and at the track, fucking with my cars and shit, you be fucking with me. And I don't need you fucking with me while I'm fucking with my shit.
I'm fucking with you, you lying cunt.
Well, when I catch you and Travis at the track with that car, man, I'm going to show y'all what I'm going to do to y'all, man.
We're going to be waiting for you. And a track that you don't go to.
Wait a minute, y'all say y'all going to House of Hook, right? November 1st.
I'm gonna catch you at the House of Hook one day.
Okay, I'm finna lock your motherfucking ass in for 1-on-5 November 1st at the House of Hook.
You ain't finna lock the sucker in this fall. You ain't finna lock me in. I ain't got no money, and I goddamn sure ain't giving away no easy money. You can believe that now, Whit.
Well, you the one said you were going to catch me at the House of Hook November 1st.
making passes to them motherfuckers, thinking you're racing no play. You know, I'm going to decide it. Just because he's flip-flop getting thin, do he think he's burning out, grudge racing, or what? Because I don't know.
What are you saying?
I'm going to answer that. I want to answer that.
All
right, go ahead. Okay. I'm glad you've been paying attention to my feet like that, motherfucker, because I know you want to suck them. But you can't suck them, motherfucker. But what I am going to ask you to do, since you're so worried about my feet, is take me a motherfucker collection to get me some shoes.
You done burnt the scale. You done burnt them motherfuckers. You done did too many burnouts in them motherfuckers, Joe. You need to get some more drag radios.
When a motherfucker broke, you know, that's all he can afford with.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with broke. Well, we can help you on that with the grudge raising. I tell y'all what, the rub off the side of y'all cars when y'all burn them motherfuckers out, put it in the bucket, and we're going to pile that shit up and make George a new pair of goddamn flip-flops. We're going to get Hoosier to make the motherfuckers or Mickey Thompson off the rub off the side of your bottom of your car. Play that for Joe and put it on a motherfucker's bucket, man.
Well,
we're going to build that motherfucker some
I got to build that motherfucker
a set of drag radio flip-flops.
You said that, Whit. They sending me donations. They wait to get me some kind of gym shoes. I don't know what kind. I might maybe some K-Swiss, but Butt Nigga say he don't like them. But fuck Butt Nigga.
No, I'm finna get you a set of drag radio flip-flops built. I'm finna get you a set of X275 drag radio flip-flops built. They're gonna be built out of real rubber, and they're gonna have a real motherfucking,
Hey, Whit, are you going back to the Outlook, Whit? Is you going to the Outlook on the third and fourth?
Am I going when?
On the third and fourth up there, the Lake Show up there.
Third and fourth of what, October? I think I might make that parade. I ain't gonna promise you, but I think I might make that race.
Okay.
I think I might make that race. Do you want to pick some flip flops up at that race? I have them fixed. I have them built for you, and you can get them there.
Hey, whatever you do for me, I get it whenever you get to me.
No, I'm finna get on the phone, and I'm gonna call that guy who over X275. And all them guys and Mickey Thompson, I'm going to get you a set of X275 drag radio flip-flops. That way you
won't.
Them drag radios last longer than slick. So you
okay,
them flip-flops you got now are slick.
You can get
probably about 50 tracks this year on them new flip-flops instead of three.
I'll take them. Whatever you get, I'll take it, man. I ain't never claimed to have all this money and be rich and nothing like that. I'm poor, man.
Man, come on, man. This ain't got nothing to do with no rich and poor, man. This ain't got nothing to do with no rich and poor.
How you know that wasn't all I had to wear with? How you know that, though? How you know
that,
Chief?
That's what I'm trying.
No,
well, one thing about it.
No. Let me ask you a question. How do you know that wasn't all I had with?
Because
you
go to church. You got some church shoes. You got some church shoes you could have wore. You got some church shoes you could have wore. You go to church and stuff. You
like
got some church
shoes. Like I said, Whit, how do you know
you got some,
that wasn't
you got
all I had?
You could have won. You got some Stacey Adams you could have won. The motherfucking Stacey Adams you got with that thick soul, you could have won him.
Yeah.
Well, y'all motherfucking crazy.
Y'all crazy, heavy. Y'all tripping me the fuck out. And I'm the hell going on.
Hey, Joe.
Goddamn.
DJ, what up, DJ?
Goddamn, what up, boy? How was the birthday bash this weekend, Whit?
Oh,
that was right your party, man. I'm still kind of. I ain't going to even lie to you, DJ. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it 100. I took a half a tab, man. That motherfucker still got me up, man. That's the only reason why I'm acting a fool. Took a half a tab on. I don't fuck with this shit. They slipped me a half a tab, and it still got me goddamn kind of high. Yeah, that's it. That was it, DJ. They ain't got to worry about this shit no more. Yeah. I took a half a tab, Joe. That's the only reason
why.
I'm high, Joe. I don't know who I'm locked in with right now. I'm still
high.
He
locked in. Yes, he is. He locked in with.
I'm locked in with you, yo. Yep. Yeah, I'm locked in with you. If SBO show up with that motherfucking car, man, I'm gonna blow the turbo off that bitch. Terry's gonna need some new goddamn flip flops too. I'm gonna get him a set of the motherfuckers made. You want to make sure I get Tara set them drag radio flip flops. I'm going to get them a pair of
those. I'm not going to wear no more flip flops this year. You done hurt my feelings.
Oh, yeah, I got to check. I don't wish for it.
You got to wear these new motherfuckers I'm finna get you built. These going to be some bad motherfuckers.
It's getting too cold. Why don't you wait till March and next year to get them fucked?
It ain't gonna be cold at the track.
Nah, I think I'm gonna wear some gym shoes next week with Devon Austin.
Well, it ain't gonna be no next week because Devon Austin is in 3 weeks. We know
you're
gonna
be like it. I'm gonna wear some next week.
Just stand behind my car when we burn out, and you ain't gonna need no flip flops at all. I'm gonna make your whole rubber shoe, goddamn.
Hey, man, all seriousness, though, Will, you be scaring me, man. I wish you would talk to me like a normal human being, man. I do, bro.
Now, I'm going to show you some shit. When I get to Val Austin, you're going to be scared for real. Watch, when we leave Val Austin this year, this time, it's going to be a bunch of motherfuckers scared.
Why? If you win one race, a motherfucker supposed to be scared of you with?
Nah, we won three races in Val Austin. We won three races in Val Austin.
You ain't right. Yeah, but
I let you hold the money. I just let you hold the money for one race.
Yeah,
we won
but
three.
You
I let you hold the money for one
race. You know, really, them other guys will play pretty, man.
Now you're wrong. But Big Low ain't no play pretty. He high profile.
Big Low
got
ready like a play pretty that day, man. That's why you locked
big,
him in.
But
you didn't lock David Floyd, motherfucker, ass in. You didn't get that race off, though, did you?
Well, I tell you what. I'm gonna give you can lock David Floyd in. I'm gonna give you booking rights. You can lock David Floyd in with us.
Give me booking rights for September 20, and I have your motherfucking ass locked in with a good race that everybody wants to see.
You said David Floyd.
No, it won't be David Floyd though.
Who would it be?
Hell, I don't know. I have to see when I get there.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
There's going
to
be a motherfucker on 29, and you're going to be on 315. So, hey, whoever it is, you ain't worried about nothing.
Man, I'm going to run with my car, go down the track on. I don't tell nobody what time to try to put on their car.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You ain't worried about it, though, is.
You ain't finna let no more. You ain't going to wear them drag radio flip-flops I'm finna give you, are you?
What now?
I said, you ain't going to wear them drag radio flip-flops I'm going to give you, are you?
If you run this motherfucker, I'll lie to wear a goddamn, I don't know. Yeah, I'll wear that and this, anything else.
I would run any motherfucker you point out if you wear them drag radio flip-flops I'm going to have made for you.
I have that with. You're the grudge racer of the year. You're the grudge racer of the year. You know, the fans wouldn't expect you not to do nothing but run them with. What do you mean?
I'm just telling you. It don't matter. I don't care about running nobody, though, Joe. I mean, you must ain't got that through your. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to have. You can't have no 360 gear in your head. You got a 2-something gear in your motherfucking head. Because if you hadn't realized that I run any motherfucker in the world, you slow.
Well, I just heard you last week back down from the farm. Said you didn't want them problems. So I know I'm not slow.
I'm saying I bagged down from who?
The farmer.
The who?
The nigga tried to lock you in with the farmer, and you declined, said you didn't want them problems.
With who?
Brian. He's talking about Brian, the farmer. No, Brian is a farmer.
That man tried to lock me in. And hold up, but he tried to lock me in with a class car, though, Joe. I don't want to run no class car.
That man ain't no class car.
Hold on, Witt. That man has showed his time. But Witt said he didn't give a fuck about that.
Well, I don't.
He showed his time when the other car. They ain't the same.
That man has showed his time, but the reason
not
why
that same combination.
What's that?
I don't know about all that, Joe. But nigga, you can't show your time this year and then.
He bought that car from another guy. He bought that car from his buddy. He didn't even own that car now.
When you said well, you run it anyway,
Joe.
You'll run any
car. I will run it anyway.
So
I will run.
Now,
I will run.
Now, come on now, Whit.
I still
if
run.
You're going to say something,
stand
behind me, man. Don't be a wishy-washy champion grudge racing now. Stand behind me.
I want to ask you something, Joe.
Man, get
Joe
on the goddamn show to help you out.
I figure when y'all get the car together and y'all come out with the car, I figure y'all gonna be depends on who's messing with the car. It always gonna depend on who's messing with the car.
Now, we
y'all
ain't
got
gonna
somebody.
We ain't gonna be nothing like y'all, bad boy. Y'all was a bad boy.
Hey. If you have that motherfucker that you said at first fucking with it, you ain't gonna be shit.
If you got
that little white dude with them glasses fucking with you, you're going to be something now. Whatever, I forgot his name, Merle or whatever his got name. That bitch going to be fast if you got Merle fucking with it.
No, we ain't got nobody with it. We just coming out here to be just like we were before
get
we
what
left
though?
Or worse.
Get what though?
Hey,
you ain't going to give a fuck about who you have fucking with it though.
Because
I know they're going to be fucking you. They're going to be fucking you anyway. So you're going to be getting fucked regardless. Whether I fuck you or they fuck you, you're going to be getting fucked regardless. You don't know what the fuck going on. Now,
he
what's up, buddy? What up, buddy?
I need help with this goddamn truck I got. You know anybody from Trailer Wheel? They want to sell?
Yeah, what? A bunch of them motherfuckers will sell.
I need
them
motherfuckers
want to put them on now.
I need them.
So
they
take them on because they ride like shit. But I got some.
I'm
going to
do. I tell you what I'm gonna do. In November,
we talking about 18 wheelers now, Joe.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna make Star tell your ass up with Junior in November.
Man, Stunner ain't gonna tag his own ass up, man. Stunner is doing the. The main thing he do good for doing stunt. He gonna pull up in them Benzes and them BMWs and all that shit. But then, only goddamn thing you gonna
wait a minute.
And everything.
Hold on.
Everybody calls the number one stunt.
Wait a minute. Goddamn. Wait a minute. Hold on, Whit. I ain't saying shit.
Goddamn, Whit. Preach, Whit.
Goddamn.
Damn, stunner.
Woo!
I'm just gonna tell you the truth. Let me explain something to y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. Tell y'all the truth, man. Since I'm on that half a tab, I'm gonna keep it 100. Stunner's car is done. It ain't the money problem. Don't think it's the money problem. Because every time Stunner show up at Detroit, I ain't putting his business out there now. She started one. She selling some hundred, goddamn it, when we ran, goddamn it, motherfucker, what's today? And he had double that already on him. So we know it ain't money for Stunner. Is scared to show up at the track with his car, man. Because he got the Jerry Curl juice and all that shit. No Jerry Curl juice, none of this shit run down inside no more. He ain't got that problem. The man is scared to get in the boat. That's the only thing.
You listen to me good, you half a tab taking motherfucker. You listen to me real good, goddamn. You listen to me real good. I'm showing up in that last bed. I'm coming up in that hole that y'all call Holly Spring, that hole. Tell your treat. Say that to me then.
Oh.
I'm gonna be a ref for
hey, I tell you.
I'm gonna be a ref for.
If you show up at the house, if you show up at the trick or treat.
Hey,
you need to get that car away for the trick or treat.
Hold on. You're about to say something. Don't keep talking. Don't stop now. Keep talking. Say what you're about to say.
I talk about the beating. You're gonna give me some. I know you're gonna give me some.
If you show up with the truth, you got lane choice. Listen, man, it don't matter what lane you get at Holly Springs. Hold on, son. What if we show up with Holly Springs? You know we ain't coming now. We still got well, another 3 years before we get the car ready. Really ain't got no car, so what if we do just, you know, just a car show up, bar one or something, I don't know. Go ahead,
if
Witt.
If you show up with the gangster boo in Holly Springs at the trick-or-treat, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you and Travis half of the dough, man. Y'all, I'm going to give y'all half of the motherfucking dough.
God damn.
Wait, y'all. I don't mean to take over nothing, but
wait.
Tell me what that
means,
so I know.
Half of the gate. Half of the gate. The money I make off the gate, if I make $3,000 off the gate, I'm going to give y'all half of that $1,500.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wait.
I give y'all half of the gate.
Hold on, Witt. No, we don't want them. We don't want nothing off no gate, period.
Y'all don't want to get it.
I do, goddamn.
Hey,
if you
show, hold on,
goddamn,
I'll take it.
because you know, me and my brother plan on throwing our race next year, not this year, but next year. So we gon' all we want is the same support. We don't want no gate money, nothing. But we told you we gonna be out of Springs.
I know, Joe. We close to making it to Running Brown, right? I'll give y'all a good ass whooping if y'all show up, Joe. I'll do that for you.
I just wanted to see if you respected me. That's all. And I see you do. Okay. All
right. I'll gun y'all down if y'all show up, Joe.
All right, I just wanted to see, hey, Witt, let me know all that talking you do. It just be talk because you respect us to the fullest. You just showed it.
No. Let me tell you something. I ain't got no respect for you now. I fuck with you. I ain't got no respect for you.
Okay.
Ain't that many people that I respect now. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay, Witt. Okay.
I get down. I don't respect the police. I mean, I respect the police, judges, God and old folks and people like this. I slap my kids around here. Now. I ain't got no respect for you, Joe.
You a lie, man. When we be at that show, you went right up to me, Joe. You want something to eat, man? You want something to eat, Joe? Joe, am I getting big?
That don't mean I got respect for you, Joe.
If my muscles coming back, Joe, I know, Witt, you look like you on crack.
Shit. But one thing about it, I still ain't got no respect for you, Joe. I can get 100 pounds, and I still ain't got no respect for you. I weigh 192, Joe, by the way. You say I'm 100 pounds. I weigh 190. If I get to 100 pounds, Joe, if I get to 100 pounds.
Well, Witt, you know you done fell off, though. You said what you wanted to say. You done fell off.
Well, Joe, I promise you, Joe, if you run them down the highway like I do, and travel and do this, you ain't going to be hitting no gym. You ain't going to be hitting no gym and shit like that,
man,
all the time. You
ain't
going
to
be able to.
I ain't been to the gym 2 weeks, man. I just listen. Man, I've been running that road for the last month and a half.
Let me explain something to you, Joe. I still don't have no respect for you at all. You can show up. You can be big as you want to be. I ain't got no respect for you. If I ran into you in the chunk, Joe.
Because I know you see how big you is, Joe.
If I ran into you in the joint and you was the head of the joint when I walked
you
in,
you'll kill me. I'll be your woman. I know it, Witt. If I walked in that motherfucker, you'd say, man, y'all run this car. I'll knock your motherfucking ass out. I know it, Witt.
I know it. Muscles don't mean shit to me.
Why did we get on this? I ain't said nothing about this shit. I'm a hunger guy.
Talk about. He said something I wanted to talk about. You're full. You don't take me with your motherfucking shake. What that shit, Mark, you got me to sing you while you was in jail, that goddamn, what name that shit called?
I forgot that. Creatine, be fired out.
Oh, fuck you, Mark. What's that shit, Mark? You got me playing you while you was on
the road. Creatine, man.
What's that shit you tasted? The real shit is an energy shit. We out, man. Y'all crazy, man.
Joe, take him a shot. Joe, take him a shot.
You don't drink a lot of water with that shit, you don't fuck your kidneys up. I don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah. Joe, take him a shot.
Hey, take those steroid shots, man. I mean, watch, though. He'll punch a car or something. Goddamn, you make him mad. Motherfucker, punch a car, a fender, a wall or some shit.
No, I'm not going to buy him. Steroid.
I know. That one, I said a wall, motherfucker. That ain't no human.
I'm damn sure I ain't going to hit no wall. I love me some meat. I love me some meat now. I ain't been through no shit like that. You can believe that, man.
No, Joe. Hey, you just didn't know, man. Joe, you ain't been on the shows in a while. You didn't know Bud Nick and them had turned their show to the Comedy Gruitt show, man. You on the live Comedy Gruitt show, and you didn't even know it, motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm talking about? You done went talking about killing me, having me cut up at the track and everything. Shit, I'm just there, motherfucker. You know what you're talking about me with?
I ain't bullshitting. It was some boys at the track. It wasn't me, though. I was just bullshitting about me. But, Joe, they did want to use you for a 9-inch rear end. I ain't bullshitting about
that. Hey, you know what, Weirdo? Now, I am going to say this. If you serious, I am going to say this. You right. It better been some boys. Now, you right about that.
Yeah, it was a bunch of them. I was a bunch
you
of them.
You motherfucking right.
No,
it better been.
I was a bunch of them. It wasn't one. It was 18 of them motherfuckers. It was 18 of them motherfuckers.
That's all I can say, Witt. That's all
I'm
saying.
You think you
handle
18 motherfuckers? You think you handle 18 motherfuckers?
I can't whoop one, Witt. I'm not violent, man. I don't even want to talk about that.
They said they wanted to use you.
Hey, this ain't real dick, love, and hip-hop, motherfuckers. God damn. Well, I want everybody to know the Grudging does not condone shit that's being said on this show.
Yeah, they Grudging love and hip hop, man. They Grudging love and hip hop. Let me finish this show. Hey, Joe Stevie J, goddammit.
Joe Stevie J.
Stevie J, goddammit. And what his name, T.A.? What his brother's name, T.O.? T.A., he goddamn Joshua. We'll just walk around the motherfucking track. T.A. and Joe is Jocelyn and Stevie J, goddamn, for love and hip-hop, goddamn. 9-on-1 Wit said it, and goddamn it, Joe, you whoop my ass when you see me at the track. Don't have no flip-flops on, no motherfucker. I'm going to stomp your foot with them goddamn boots. I'm going to have them goddamn Nike boots on, goddamn it. I stomp them motherfuckers to death. Break one of them motherfuckers.
I told you to leave me alone with. I told you, man.
I put 902. Hey, I ain't going to lie. They finna take 902 out of the jail in Holly Springs Sunday, goddamn it. What happened? Shit, that motherfucker pushed security and police or something. I said, 902? Man, I can't. You put your motherfucking hands on one of these police. I can't get your ass out of here.
It's not like, hey, if you don't like, I don't leave them motherfuckers alone. They already on goddamn high alert. This motherfucker, I'm not even looking at the police wrong. Shit, now. I said, don't do that 902. Don't do that, goddamn it.
Ain't nothing I can do for you, goddamn it. Them motherfuckers get on to you down in Mississippi. You ain't in business, motherfucker.
No. You in Mississippi. It's going to be a misunderstanding.
Mississippi Joe.
We've been a good night.
Hey, Joe. I want to ask you something, though, Joe. You going to get your